That's right. Recently, the school was contacted by a former student who attended the school while Father Coloje was there. So this would have been during the mid to late 1970s, who accuses Father Coloje of inappropriately touching him while wrestling during that time period. It occurred over a number of times. And so the school immediately reported that to civil authorities, including the police, and at this point is reaching out to the wider community, including families of and former alumni who would have attended the school at that time, to see if there are any other victims.
Happened to Father Coloje with respect to the archdiocese and with respect to his religious order?
Well, he is a religious order priest. He's a member of the Franciscan Friars. That's the religious community that staffs Archbishop Curley High School. They immediately removed him from ministry, where he was currently serving in Georgia. The archbishop here, Archbishop Laurie, has also indicated to Father Coloje and to his order that he is banned from any public ministry in the Archdiocese of Baltimore.
At some of the background you sent us, the last time he was working in the Archdiocese was Minister of the Provincial Order in the last decade in Ellicott City, correct?
Well, the Franciscan Friars, St. Anthony of Padua province, is headquartered in Ellicott City. So he would last have been in the Archdiocese of Baltimore at that time. Of course, in that position, he would have traveled around and throughout the province. So the last time he was regularly serving in ministry here would have been when he was a teacher at Archbishop Curley, which would have been through the end of the 1970s.
Messages the Archdiocese have to any alumni of Archbishop Curley, any parents currently of students at Archbishop Curley who might be concerned.
The main message is to understand that the school and the order and the diocese take these allegations very seriously, in spite of how long ago they may have occurred, that there is zero tolerance for anyone who would harm children. And we would ask any alumni who may have experienced anything similar to first report it to the police and then to notify the school or the order or the archdiocese so that we can be sure to extend our offer of counseling assistance.